Hey, you wild and crazy 90s kids, it's your host Brandon, and we're going to be talking about on today's 90s short. It'll be about 90s commercials, and James is going to join us a little bit later on the phone. We're going to talk to him as usual and ask him about his favorite 90s commercials, but let's start with mine, Bubble Tape. It would show these characters, like the school principal or the school lunch lady, and it would talk about them and stuff like that. And it would say, you know, it's 6 feet of bubble gum for you, not them. Another one was, of course, Crossfire, yeah. I remember hearing that all the time. The other one is, I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid, and some I play with. trains and planes and video games, something like that. I remember the Toys R Us kid commercial. Then it's pizza in the morning, pizza in the evening, pizza at supper time. When pizza's on a bagel, you can eat pizza anytime. That was another one. The Pizza Hut show. I talked about him in some previous podcasts. I believe it was one on 90s fast food. If I'm not mistaken, I'm not totally sure, but you know, it'd be the little Pizza Hut pizza guy, and his arch nemesis was Steve, and he was a pizza cutter, and they would do all kinds of different scenes with that. It was pretty funny. The Taco Bell dog, Yo Quiero Taco Bell, that was a big thing in the late 90s. The Taco Bell had, and then you had, oh yes, never do a Slim Jim. You had the, Macho Man Randy Savage and his Slim Jim commercials. Those were pretty popular in the late 90s. And one more that I'm going to mention, it did not air in America, so I actually did not know about it until now. You know, not now, but, you know, in the 2000s and stuff like that when you had YouTube and you could look up commercials in Japan. But one of those was a Link to the Past Japanese commercial. You probably played Link to the Past before. So the Japanese commercial starts pretty much with Link and a bunch of other characters dancing to a song the whole time. Oh, man. Now that I'm thinking about this, it reminds me of that, was there a Game Boy? There was a Game Boy commercial, I believe, and it was a man rapping in like a castle kind of area, and I know it was lightning was flashing. He was like, down with Zelda. Okay, let me try this out. Down with Zelda from the very start. I got the heart and smarts to play the part. Down with Zelda. Peeping through with an overhead view, cause a man's gotta do what a man's gotta do. So I stay on track, collect the facts, never cut slack, and I always watch my back. But Jack, down with Zelda. Do not stand, I'm the man with the plan, cause the power's in my head and the power's in my hand. Yeah, that was actually a commercial for Link's Awakening for the Game Boy. So that was one that I just remembered at the very end of this podcast. I did not even think about including that, but it just came to my head as I was talking about this Japanese commercial, because it's like you wouldn't relate the Link's Awakening with rap, and you wouldn't relate Links to the Past with a dance like the Japanese did. So they were interesting commercials. For now, we're going to let you listen to what James has got to say. We're going to get him on the phone now. Hey, James, you ready to talk some 90s commercials?
Hey, Brandon, thanks for calling. 90s commercials, man. It's funny. You'll go back and you can maybe watch a few commercials on YouTube or whatever, and it's weird how you can just assume that you know which decade those commercials were filmed in. And just like the 90s, everything was extreme, everything was loud, everything was in your face, wanting you to buy the product. And of course, that's what it's for. But as for 90s commercials that I still remember, as a kid, wasn't a big beer drinker, but I do I do remember the Budweiser frogs, frogs. That I think it was a Super Bowl commercial. But I definitely remember those. And while I don't think it was filmed in the 80s, I don't think anybody can really forget the Crossfire board game commercial, especially the jingle. I'm not going to sing it, but I remember the 90s. That's when we first got our glimpse of the CGI M&Ms interacting with live-action people. I remember that was the first time I remember seeing them. And I'm sure there's many, many, many more commercials, but there's two. There's two types of commercials that really stick out to me that came out in the 90s, and those are any Capri Sun commercial. Any child would drink Capri Sun and then turn into a glob of chrome goo and fly around in pursuit of the next pouch of Capri Sun. That was possibly horrifying to think about, but yeah, that's what happened to those kids. A lot of 90s kids went missing. But one of the main ones for me was the debut of Crystal Pepsi. It was to a Van Halen song. I can't remember which Van Halen song it was, but it was a Sammy Hagar Van Halen song. It started off with a piano riff. It was very dramatic. It just turned into hard rock. There were people skydiving. The commercial was telling you that the world was going to change. And then you find out that it's just colorless Pepsi. But that's it. That's it. The world is going to change thanks to Crystal Pepsi and Van Halen. That's all I can really think about right now. I'm sure there are others. Once I actually start to watch and reminisce. But we had some crazy ones.
Thank you, James, for talking about your favorite 90s commercials. Guys, thanks for listening to today's short. Stay tuned for this Saturday where we're going to talk about more 90s goodness. Remember, you can contact me at The 90s Today on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You can get James at Real James Wooten on Twitter if you'd like to contact us, give us any suggestions for future topics, or ask us any 90s-related questions we'll answer on air. So we hope you enjoyed listening to this podcast, and until next time.